Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And welcome to a mini episode.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome, friends near and far. Mostly far, because you're not in this room.
Exactly.
Well, I explained that clearly. Dori, should we kick it off with a question?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, this one is directed to me. Oh, yeah. Hi, Kate and Dori. I'm going to include the little intro. Big fan of the pod here. Congrats to Dori on her pregnancy. I honestly teared up when you guys announced it.
Oh, thank you.
Very sweet. Anyways, I wanted to shout out to Kate for looking so fabulous for the Emmys. Well, hello and thank you. I was wondering if she could share any tips she picked up while getting her makeup professionally done. Did you discover any new products? Learn any magic techniques? So I did. I had Glam Squad come. My husband was nominated for an Emmy, which is super cool. Mm-hmm. And we got to go to the actual Emmy Awards, which is doubly super cool. And I don't know if I learned any new magic techniques. I did ask why the makeup artist did the eye makeup first. And they said it was because they touch your face so much that were they to do – they were like, if it was me doing my own makeup, I would do my foundation first most of the time. But because I'm doing it on you and I touch your face so much, I save the foundation for last and I focus on the eyes first.
I feel like when I got my makeup done for my wedding, that was the order that they did it in.
Which always surprises, like when it starts, I'm like, they're doing it wrong. And then I realize they're a professionally trained person and I'm a lady who doesn't really know what they're doing. But yeah, that makes sense, right? I had never thought about it that way. I did discover two new products, though. So the makeup artist that I had used to work at Chanel.
Ooh.
So brought a bunch of Chanel products, which the only Chanel product I own was I grabbed out of Dori's like makeup bin.
Oh, yes.
That lipstick. Mm-hmm. So they used a long-lasting Chanel color on me that I wanted to shout out because it was so nice. And I've complained about like long-lasting color, how it kind of dries out my lips. This was very luxurious. Mm. Did not. So it's called Chanel Le Rouge Duo Ultra Tenue. T-E-N-U-E. I love practicing my French. And the color was Daring Red. So it was a really bright red. And my makeup artist also said that it's a red that really looks good on everybody.
I thought you looked great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I also thank you, listener, for saying that I looked fabulous. That was very nice of you. And then I also discovered a second product at the Emmys because turns out when you go to something like this at the party, there's like an area where someone just hands you free makeup.
Oh, my gosh.
I was living my best life for one night only. And I was handed L'Oreal was there. I guess they were maybe a sponsor. I don't know. Voluminous Lash Paradise liquid eyeliner in the color rose gold.
What?
Now, I took it home and I opened it and I was like, I'm never going to put this shade on my eyelids. 2 seconds later, I was a converted fan.
Whoa.
It's like a really light, shimmery liner. I love how it applies. It's really thin and easy to use. And it really made...
It really just makes your eyes pop.
It really brightened them up. It was really cool. So I was really grateful that I got that as a gift. And I'm definitely going to be using it.
Great.
Yeah. I was very excited about that discovery. So thank you, L'Oreal, for that. And thank you to the Glam Squad makeup artist who turned me on to this Chanel lipstick that is expensive and I probably won't buy, but I want to.
I mean, it did look great.
I know. I might splurge if I feel like I'm going to be going for more red lips.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
So, Dory.
Yes.
We received a couple voicemails after our episode with Jackie Johnson because you mentioned something called KP on your arms.
Yes.
Does that stand for something?
It does, Kate. It stands for keratosis pilaris.
I'd never heard of that. And that's bumpy.
Yes. Let me read you what the American Academy of Dermatology has to say keratosis pilaris. Is a common skin condition which appears as tiny bumps on the skin. Some people say these bumps look like goosebumps or the skin of a plucked chicken.
Oh.
Others mistake the bumps for small pimples. These rough feeling bumps are actually plugs of dead skin cells. The plugs most often appear on the upper arms and thighs. It is harmless. If the itch, dryness, or appearance of these bumps bothers you, treatment can help.
Well, we had a couple calls about KP. One was from a listener in Chicago who called to ask for help trying to fix it. They said they had used coconut oil and that kind of seemed to work a little bit, but they had not found a solution. But then another listener called in with a fix.
Hit me.
I wanted to play it because this could be very exciting.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Kamara. I'm calling from Brooklyn. I love your podcast so much. It makes me happy just listening to it. Like every time there's a new episode, I listen to it while I work. I listen to it when I'm by myself. It's like your two friends that I never knew that I needed. And then voila,
Thank you, Kamara.
But I just wanted to call and give a recommendation kind of, well, that you all gave, and then I wanted to recommend especially to Dory because she was saying that she's trying lactic acid on her red bumps on her arms. I have those too, and I've had dermatologist stuff before that nothing ever really worked, and they were just there, and I'd exfoliate and, you know, yada, yada. But I tried the NeoCell Super Collagen that Courtney Chisano recommended on your podcast. And I've been drinking that in a glass of water, like a scoop in a glass of water every morning when I wake up. And this is like 5 out of 7 days of the week. I've been doing it for a week. And guys, my skin has never felt softer.
What?
My face is plump and dewy. And my arms are soft. The bumps are gone. It's really kind of crazy. I can't decide if it's like all in my head. I've been asking people all the time, like, feel my arms. Aren't they soft? Isn't this amazing? But whatever, it works and my red bumps are gone. So Dory, you should try that out. Maybe lactic acid works. Who knows? Obviously this stuff is not cruelty free because it's made of animal bones. But I'm not a vegetarian, so I have less, qualms about using it. Anywho, thanks so much for your podcast, guys. It's really great. I love it. And hopefully you'll come to New York sometime and do a live show and I'll be there. Okay. Have a good day. Bye.
Oh, hopefully one day we will.
Yeah, let's manifest that.
Okay. All just put that on our Forever 35 vision boards that we all have.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting tip.
Yeah.
Are you taking collagen right now or is that something?
No, I'm not. I don't think there's any reason why I couldn't. I don't think there's like a pregnancy reason why you can't. So maybe I'll look into that.
I bought a massive barrel of it at Costco, which I would be happy to get for you.
Oh, thank you.
And after listening to Kamara's voicemail, like sometimes I forget to take it. And then this morning I was like, scoop, plop, into my coffee. I can't quite handle it in water. But
thank you for being my Costco Sherpa, by the way. I really appreciate it.
Some coconut water at Costco, and that has earned me some points.
Sure has. I mean, we have a Costco membership, but the thought of driving to Costco and navigating Costco in my current state is
you know I love navigating a Costco.
I know,
and I know where everything is. Oh, let me handle it. Let me Costco
for you. Thank you.
That's going to be a service. That could be a business, a small business.
Well,
I start.
I think Instacart does that.
Oh. Oh, okay. But what if I made Instacate?
Well, sign me up. I will be your first and best
and only
customer.
I've got another tip. It's tip time this week.
Great.
Okay, hold on. This is a tip that I want to say. We got so many people who called and wrote in with this tip.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, apparently everyone is on board with this, except, you know what? Not me. I haven't done it yet. Here we go.
Hey, Kate and Dory. This is Abby. I'm calling from Little Rock, Arkansas. I love your podcast. I found it through Matt and Dory's podcast. Aww. And congratulations, Matt and Dory. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
I had to call and comment on the voicemail about bringing the products when you travel. One of the hacks that I found is that you can use little contact lens cases. You just open them up and put, like, if you have creams or whatever, you can just put them in the little wells of the contact case and you can get two products in one contact case and it doesn't take up much room and it'll fit in your little plastic baggie. And if you have like liquid things like toners or, you know, other things that, you know, are in big bottles of liquid, you can pre-soak like either the little cotton rounds that you use to put to apply it to your face or, you know, whatever you're using to put it on, just pre-soak them and put them in a Ziploc bag and then put it in your 3-quart plastic bag. I am a product junkie, and this is how I get all of my products on the plane. So anyway, hope that helps, and love the podcast, and I'll keep listening. Thanks. Bye.
A
pre-soak is something I've not heard of before, and I am intrigued. Color me intrigued.
Now, have you done the contact lens case thing?
Well, I have heard of the contact lens thing, and
so
I believe that has
listeners.
Actually come. I think that came up in the Facebook group.
Okay.
I am not a contact wearer, and neither is my husband.
Oh, but you have glasses.
I have glasses that I use when I'm driving.
I see.
Or like when I go to the movies.
It looks cool. Your glasses look cool.
Thank you. But I don't need them all the time.
I'm
like slightly nearsighted. My prescription, my eyes are like -1.
Oh.
So I could wear them all the time, but I don't really need to. And I don't like wearing them all the time. I have prescription sunglasses because I do need them when I drive. Now, all that being said, I don't have contacts. I could obviously buy a contact lens holder.
But they're not just like sitting.
But they're not
in
just
your
sitting
car.
Around. So it's not something that I usually think about. But another tip that I picked up, I feel like this was in the Facebook group or somewhere else I picked this up. Someone pointed out, and I can't believe this had never occurred to me, but sort of akin to the contact lens tip, you don't have to decant everything into 3-ounce bottles. You can decant stuff into smaller bottles. You're not going to use.
Good point.
You're probably not going to use 3 ounces worth of toner if you're going away for 3 days.
Right. You need like a 1/2 ounce.
Exactly. And I was like, oh, because those bottles, even if you only fill them up halfway, they still take up room.
Yeah, they're big.
They're big. So I was like, oh, you could get smaller containers. Like it was like,
oh no.
Yeah. But I will probably invest in some contact lens cases.
I have a bunch you could definitely have for me. I have so many because I am a contact wearer and I'm definitely going to use this tip. Another thing another listener brought up, and I can't remember if it was an email or in the Facebook group, was solid products. So for example, I have a solid face soap and I have a solid serum. And that you could travel with and not have to put
great point
into your little baggie.
That actually reminds me of something else that I wanted to mention, a callback to a previous episode where someone asked about Lush products.
Uh-huh.
And we heard from several people who pointed out that one of the great things about Lush is because they have those huge bars of soap, they're not wasting a lot on packaging. You can just buy a slice of soap from them.
Oh, interesting.
And you're not buying like a bottle or something that you'll have to throw out. And I was like, oh, duh. Like I, you know what I mean? Like it was so obvious, but I hadn't like really thought about it. So yeah, I mean, I don't think about packaging as much as I should.
No, that's another big thing to consider.
For sure.
Totally.
So.
Oh, we've got a lot to think about
here. I sure do. But let's take a quick break.
Okay, fair.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So who else did we hear from this week?
Oh, so many people. It was hard to choose voicemails for this episode. But I wanted to play one listener who had a question who's preparing for their wedding.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Hi, Kate and Dory. So I love your podcast so much. And yesterday, after a very stressful meeting with the caterers, I had a long drive and I listened to you guys in the car and you made me feel so much better. And then I was thinking I should ask you guys what you did before you got married, and you felt like the stress was going to just take over. I want to fully enjoy the day and all this time leading up to the wedding, but I just feel like very stressed, very overwhelmed. I know it's all going to be okay. It doesn't matter. I know I need a face mask or two to help me get through this, but you guys always have good advice. I was just wondering what you thought and what you did or would do before your wedding to kind of relax and really enjoy the moment. Keep podcasting. I love you guys so much. Thanks.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Yeah. Two, I would say, maybe instead of a face mask, get my number one favorite product on Amazon, the ice roller.
Ooh.
It's like $11. And if you're having a cry or if you're puffy or whatever, or stressed, I just roll that thing all over my face and my body, and it really calms me down.
That is such a good tip. I think I'm going to get an ice roller.
You got to get an ice roller. You know what? For your baby shower.
You've really sold me.
I'm just going to give you an ice roller.
I don't think I can wait that long.
That's true. Also, that would be a very weird gift.
What if you got me a baby ice roller?
Little tiny baby face masks.
Theme of this baby shower is baby wellness.
I'm going to get a miniature Revlon hairdryer. I'll just reference so many things from the show. Listeners, sorry, we got off track. I will say, I want you to know that 2 weeks before my wedding, it was predicted that it was going to have like major rain, and I had a meltdown, which is so silly. Like it would have worked out fine in the rain, and it didn't rain. But I think it was just the stress all manifested and came out in me hysterically crying that way. So I wonder if, to stay calm, if you have, in addition to your future spouse, like good friends that you can kind of surround yourself with to, one, help you do whatever you need to do, and two, just like make you laugh and keep it light and remind you that like it's all going to be fine and fun. And you are right. The point is really to just celebrate the day. You know, the stuff with the caterers, I know how stressful all those things can be. But ultimately what it is about is celebrating, you know, the relationship that you have with your partner.
That's beautiful.
Oh, you know, I try.
Well, Kate, you were at my wedding.
I was. You didn't seem stressed at all. And I was hanging out with you before your wedding, and you didn't strike me as stressed.
I was not that stressed.
Now, why do you think that is?
Because I planned it so that I would not be stressed.
Give us all the tips.
Well, it's a little late for this caller, but...
That's right. They're probably getting married like tomorrow. Yeah.
We got married at the Venetian in Las Vegas.
So change your wedding, caller.
So change your wedding to the Venetian in Las Vegas. No, we got married in Las Vegas for a few reasons, but one of them was that I did not want to be burdened with that much planning. I did not want to get married at a beautiful, you know, quaint barn in upstate New York where I would have to bring in tables and linens and worry about porta potties. Like, I was like, no, I just want everything to be done for me. The only things I want to worry about are my dress and how I look and that there's enough alcohol and food. Like,
and that was all great.
And that, and you know, and then like a week before the wedding, we were like, we should get an Elvis impersonator to perform. And we did. I think
great.
You had left.
I do. No, I was there for
okay.
that.
So, you know, I think I was able to do that in part because I was 38 when I got married.
Yes.
So, you know, I'd been to a lot of weddings by that point. And I realized that the ones I had the most fun at weren't necessarily the most extravagant ones. They were the ones where, like, the people, the couple was really happy to be there and really happy to have their friends and family celebrating with them. There weren't really long lines at the bar. People ate. There was enough food. You don't want hungry guests. And like, that's kind of it. Did I care what color the tablecloths were? No. I just kind of like let a lot of it go.
Yeah.
And as I said, I think it is too late for you to change your entire wedding. But if you can take even a little bit of that and just apply it and just say, you know what, I'm just going to concentrate on whatever the most important thing to you is, and everything else will just happen.
It will happen. And you know what your guests will remember is like the joy and the fun.
Totally. It,
like you said, I have been to black tie weddings. I've been to weddings in a basement of a church. Yep. I've been to a wedding. I don't think that what matters is the cost thrown at it.
No.
It is the joy and the fun of the people celebrating. So,
but just, you do want to have enough food.
But yeah, but I mean, that could just be like an a pizza.
Totally. It doesn't matter what the food is.
No, just full stomachs.
Yeah.
That's all anyone cares about.
So
that you can dance, put on an iPad, attach it to a speaker.
I went to a wedding once, Kate.
Okay.
People who shall remain nameless. They did not serve dinner until 11:30 at night.
Oh gosh.
I was dying. I was so hungry. And that has colored my entire experience of that wedding.
Food is key.
Food is key.
And also, I would say if anyone is considering getting married, you know, my brother and his fiance, or his wife rather, they eloped. Like, we knew they were eloping, but they got married privately. My cousin also did something similar. Love a good, you know, going down to City Hall kind of wedding.
Totally.
It doesn't need to be a big thing.
No. Oh, also, I got my wedding dress on preownedweddingdresses.com.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Anyway, congratulations, listener.
Yeah, congrats.
You know what? Maybe just to stay calm, play us talking in your ear as you're walking down the aisle. Just imagine us gently moaning and cooing in celebration. Ooh, ah.
I love that.
I love that. Look at her. It looks like she's having so much fun. She's so happy. She's glowing. They're so in love.
Just think of that.
Just play that on repeat. Mm-hmm. We're very happy for you,
yes.
And it's all going to be great.
It's going to be amazing.
Yep. Just make sure you serve food before 11 p.m.
Yes.
Well,
my hot tip.
That's the number one tip. Tori, that brings us to the end of our mini episode.
Oh, I'm so sad.
You know what? We didn't hit up top where listeners can reach out to us.
Oh, let's do that. Our phone number is 781-591-0390. You can leave us a VM and you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And thank you so much for everybody who calls and writes in. We really appreciate it.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.